If you thought the only way to get a more defined jawline with natural-looking results was through surgery, think again. Juvederm Volux XC is a non-surgical injectable gel filler that improves moderate to severe loss of jawline definition and can help you achieve natural-looking results with little downtime. Even better, this improved definition lasts up to 1 year with optimal treatment, no maintenance required. Improve jawline definition for a smooth, sculpted look with Juvederm Volux XC. For important safety information and to find a licensed specialist, visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com. Not for people with severe allergic reactions, allergies to lidocaine, or the proteins used in Juvederm. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. There's a risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. Talk to a licensed specialist to find out if it's right for you. Looking for hair removal tools that not only deliver smooth results, but also empower you with a sense of complete control? Enter Conair Girl Bomb, your secret weapons for smooth, sleek results made just for women. From the ultimate Girl Bomb grip and professional grade blades, you don't have to compromise and settle for less. Conair Girl Bomb equips you with the precision and power previously reserved for men's grooming tools. So take your hair removal routine to the next level with Conair Girl Bomb. Available at ConairGirlBomb.com or a retailer near you.
Are you on the hunt for a new home this spring, but don't know where to start? Fisher Homes is your solution. Your new home should reflect you from the front door to the kitchen and even your outdoor space. Start your journey by selecting your ideal home site, like in a cul-de-sac or that's tree-lined, and then choose from a variety of expertly designed floor plans. Bring it all together at our Lifestyle Design Center. Let Fisher Homes be your new home solution this spring and start making memories at fisherhomes.com.
All right, let's have some fun with this one because, you know, this guy is a little crazy and he's drinking and he normally doesn't do that. Fresher is here with us on Lip Service.
Yeah.
And I'm Angela Yee.
I'm Stephanie Santiago.
I'm Gigi McGuire.
I'm L'Oreal.
And thank you, everybody, who's been listening to the show and showing us support. We really appreciate it.
Right.
So we are going to go back to something that we used to do that we haven't done in a while, right, which is the tip of the day. So, Fresher, you're going to give your advice, and we're going to chime in. So, today's tip of the day, what is considered oversharing in a relationship? What is too much when you start dating somebody, when you're dating a young lady, and she tells too much? Of course, we share things, but what's too much? What don't you want to know?
What I don't want to know.
Keep it to yourself.
TMI. Your friends. Your friends' relationships. I don't want to know about nothing about your friends. You know what I'm saying? I don't want to know about... Nothing. Like, I feel like, you spend too much time talking about your friends, you know, just worry about us and what we doing, you know. I don't want to hear who cheated on your friend and what your boyfriend, man, did. You know what I'm saying? Like, I can hear your friend, but what your, their companion did to them. I don't want to hear it.
Okay, so you don't want to hear about her girl talk problems.
Nah, I don't want to hear that
good.
At all.
That was good. That was
good.
That was a good one.
Hear it.
Especially because he probably fucked a girl before.
Ooh. You know what? I don't want to hear about that.
Look how she started
that. Damn, why you had to say all that?
For real.
Damn, my friend got herpes.
Too much. Every friend, every girl got a friend that got problems or friends. I don't want to hear. I don't want to hear it. I don't want to hear it. Anything with the family, somebody died or something like that. Or
somebody died. I would hope I could share.
I'm all ears with that. I want to hear that, but I don't want to hear the problems, the companion problems. Who cheated on who? Who Facebook?
Just tell me who died.
I don't want to hear that. Tell me who died when the funeral. I'm there. You know.
I'm there.
Who graduated? You get what I'm saying? Let me hear something like that.
Well, sometimes you guys overshare too. So, ladies, what is oversharing? Like, what don't we want to know when it comes to our guy that we're dating?
I don't want to know any of the girls that they've been with before. I don't.
What if you don't want to know like why his last relationship didn't work or?
No, I don't mind knowing about it or like significant relationships. You know what I mean? But a whole, any insignificant relationship, anybody you slept with, it's none of my business.
What if it's somebody you know?
I don't want to know. If the person I know didn't tell me, I don't want to know.
I like that.
I'm good.
I like that.
Because you know what? When I find when I'm dating somebody and I know who he previously fucked with, I always got my eye out for them. Right. You know what I mean?
Don't you want to have your eye out though, damn?
No, I don't even need that.
If you fucked somebody that I know, I kind of would like you to tell me.
And if she trashed, then it brings your property value down. So now I'm
at. But still, because then what if you find out from someone else?
You do.
And y'all somewhere together and you're like.
I'd definitely rather know.
Nah, you don't want to know because then. Nah, I don't think you should.
Because what if I find out and you ain't tell me?
Right.
Like, if you was fucking with a chick, right? And then you find out that she smashed a dude that you know. Wouldn't you rather know from her than someone else?
I don't want to know. I don't.
But what if you find out and she didn't tell you and y'all all out together?
Yeah, I didn't ask. You get what I'm saying? Like, you want me to her to just sit down with me and say, listen, I don't know because I'm looking at you crazy.
But what if Trevor's right there with you?
That's my right hand. You know, I be with him a lot. You should put that on the table.
Maybe not your right hand, but your left hand.
Yeah, left hand. Even the left hand. Anybody you should see me with, I think you should put it on the table.
Yeah,
hey,
like if you're in a place
with him, whatever. Let me know, but not. Mm-hmm.
And if we're in a place together and you know, maybe there's something you feel like I should just have that one up.
Yes, yes.
You know, then right. give it to
then
me.
You
but
tell
otherwise,
me exactly.
it's none of my business. Yes. If it's never gonna affect me, don't let it affect me.
What if she slept with Eminem and then you did a song with him? Would you not do the verse?
That's a legend, so you know.
You're gonna be right there, like it's all right.
You could only sleep with legends.
You slept with a legend, baby. I'm proud of you.
Good job. Go back out there. And get us some more work.
That's a fact. Definitely.
What about you, Gigi? Gigi's got a new boo, so.
Okay. I got a new bae.
It's not your boyfriend, but it's like a new bae.
I kind of agree with what Stephanie said. I don't want to know about what else you got going on or had going on. You can keep all of that to yourself. You know, on another note, I also don't want to know when you have flatulence or diarrhea, okay? You can keep that to yourself
that's
as well.
So nasty.
But can he be like, oh, my stomach?
Yeah, my stomach. I need a ginger ale.
Like that. No.
But I don't want you.
Crazy
I don't
stomach moments, man.
You back, see, Fresh has had crazy stomach moments.
Yeah. I mean, we've all had crazy
men
stomach
always
moments.
Have
you know?
Crazy stomach moments.
But men is just. I don't want to know.
Yeah.
I don't want to know that
that's
you
me,
got.
Yeah, I frame it with a phone call.
Bowel problems.
Putting phone call in the bathroom. It's crazy.
In the bathroom. Right. You gotta go. There's no toilet paper in here. If there's no toilet paper, you ask for it or you try to figure something out?
Oh, man.
Like in the shower.
Yo, I'm not even going to tell you what I've done.
What happened?
Man. I was at the airport and they have tissue in the,
in the toilet?
And they didn't have tissue in that particular stall. So I went out the stall.
With your pants down.
Got the paper towel.
No.
With your dick and balls hanging?
Everything hanging. Yo,
don't mind me.
I took a chance. I said, listen, right now I can't be shitty. So
no,
I would
prefer for someone to do that
what
than be like, fuck it,
in?
There's no issue.
You can't say fuck it.
He gotta understand if he walks in, yo, big dog, I'm sorry.
I've done that before
too.
There's
no way I'm out here shitty. I'm out there hitting the paper towel thing. Just coming out, roll down, just start ripping it in the bathroom.
I've done that in a public restroom, not for shitting, but because I don't shit. I'm a girl. So I don't do that.
So you full of shit.
Yeah, I guess. I don't know what that is. But that's my story and I'm sticking to it. But I've had to do that. Like I've peed in a store and like, oh shit, there's no toilet paper in here.
Tiptoe to the next one.
Like with pants down, even if there's somebody there. Well, sorry, there was no tissue in there.
Yeah.
You like, gotta check woman. Before you even get the going. To
nah,
the
yeah.
But sometimes you gotta go.
Yeah, exactly.
That just happened to me this weekend, as a matter of fact.
What did you do?
I was in the strip club in L.A., all right? Hey. Shout out to Sam's. Hey. And I went in the bathroom, and there was a line. So, you know, by the time you get there, you're not trying to give up your spot. So I was in there, but fortunately, the girl next to me handed me some of the...
There was somebody there. Yeah, there was nobody.
Yeah, me neither. It was nobody. I didn't see no feet. I'm like, okay, I'm safe.
That's something else I've done. I've been like, excuse me, can you pass me some tissue?
I've done that before.
What if you try to unroll my shit for me? Like, hold on, dog. And he passing me the... Come on, dog. Just give me the...
So, you know, I just came up from under on top. Like, here you go, sister. Mm-hmm. Here's some paper towel.
I think I've been the passer of the tissue, too. I think women, we just have that bond. We do that in the bathroom.
Sexy and
fresh.
I can't see it.
When the little hand comes under the thing.
Women, I think we just have that bond. Like a guy, I could see a man in the bathroom like, excuse me, my man, can you pass me some tissue? And the other guy's like, hey, you taking a shit?
When that happens, that's a mating call.
Now, I'm going to tell you what the problem with that is. That means they're both both shitting, and that's very weird. Because you would be at a urinal if not. I'm so you're both you. In the toilet, that y'all both taking a shit. Y'all want to pass nothing
or
like
even
back and forth.
Or even
that's
if you're asking somebody, or if you're asking shitting. Somebody who's not in the next stall, they're like in the urinal or washing their hands, and you're like, yo,
this is all weird.
Excuse
it's
me.
Already it's weird as fuck. Listen, it's already weird when you have to do number two in the private bathroom anyway. Like, that's already weird.
Yeah, you were supposed to say that shit.
But women,
home.
Sometimes you can't.
Women, it's
that's
hard.
Nothing for us.
It's hard.
Sometimes you can't.
How did we get to talking about shit?
Because we just, I don't know. Yeah, Fisher brought it up.
I brought shit up?
No, I brought it up.
Oh, Gigi.
Sorry. Okay, next.
What else is TMI, though, when you are starting? Well,
so, I definitely had this situation where I wanted to know about someone having sex with someone else. I asked too many questions. Damn. And he started telling
what
me.
What kind of questions?
Like, you know, well, how was it with this person? Like, I wanted
Damn,
to know.
How was it though?
I wanted to know.
You having a threesome or something?
No, no, no. I
That's
just wanted
a bad
to know.
Question to ask.
I know. I don't know. I wanted to know because he fucking cheated on me. And I was like, well, what was it that made you do it type shit? And basically,
but that's not a TMI situation. Because
well, I made him give too much information, then I regretted it after. Because then I was like, why the fuck did it? Like, I don't want to hear this shit.
What I didn't do, right?
Yeah, like, no, it wasn't
what
I didn't do.
What did he tell you?
No, but he didn't say, he said it wasn't about sex, though.
What was it about?
It was about freedom. Like,
it was about the fact that the only thing better than good pussy is new pussy.
Is a bunch of pussy.
Any
you know
pussy.
What I mean? Yeah, he like
that's all.
He liked to fuck with a bunch
Men
of different
just
bitches.
Gotta fuck.
That's
okay.
it.
When I had an issue with a guy, we had broke up, and he fucked with somebody I knew, and I was really young at the time, and I like you, I asked for too much information, and I would always ask stupid questions, and he would like brush them off like any man, like what is this question? So finally, he was like. He was like, the pussy was all right, but the head was good.
Ah, shit.
And that was the worst thing
feelings.
I could have ever.
But you
like,
wanted
what?
To know at the
better
time.
Better than me, not better
it
than you.
Like,
but of course you're
going to
say not better than me. It was just hell. That's the worst thing, yo. I could
yeah,
never.
Don't put that
I mean, well,
yourself.
This nigga was smart. He played the bitch. He didn't say nothing good, but still, that wasn't the point. It was just the fact that he really told right. me. Like, he told me, like, shit. And I was just like, damn, why did I ask that? Like, it made me feel crazy. But it was too much information. He should have just kept spinning me.
Right.
Like,
but you kept
right.
asking.
That's what I said.
He probably was like, okay, you want to know?
No,
all right, well.
No,
that's what happened with me.
No, he was like, her pussy, she could squirt her pussy trash.
Oh, my
like,
God.
He told me that much in detail. Like, he was like, her pussy trash because, I mean.
Squirting trash don't really, like, mix. You know?
No, because I guess after she was squirt, like, he couldn't fuck no more. Like, that she'll be done. So he basically.
A lot of information.
That's what I'm telling you.
You did get a lot of information.
I got a lot out of him.
Yes.
And it made me feel weird after, like,
why did well,
I know that feels
like.
No, I can relate. That's awful.
Yeah,
like,
it was too much information.
Like, he said that little bit to me. I couldn't even imagine getting
oh
all
my
of that.
God. I was like,
because I took that shit to the fucking roof. Like, I'm not sucking your dick for 3 years.
See?
I was lying, but that's the extent I was feeling. Like,
just throw your man is good. Like, we men love throat.
Now let me ask you this. We were watching The Chi. You watch The Chi?
Of course.
All right, so you know in this last episode, right, he admitted to they had broken up for a second.
He played himself.
Right, and he said that he messed around with the boss.
Yeah.
And then she said, okay, cool, I slept with somebody else.
She came to the picnic with a dude.
And he
That's
her
what
plate.
I said. He handed her a plate. I called him Jeremy.
You're cheating. Why is he bringing you a plate?
Well, they were not together.
Cheating.
And they weren't together. So
right.
You get what I'm saying? So,
yeah. That's why she said it was cool.
Yeah.
But would you confess that? Like, if you were him in that situation, because she would have not known.
Yeah,
do you think
I
wouldn't
confess that.
Okay.
Yeah, what you don't know won't hurt you.
You got to make the other person
feel
awful.
Listen, why should I bring more problems than we had problems already. We broke up for a reason, right?
Mm-hmm.
When we get back together, we're not talking about nothing in that interval. Nothing. We don't need to go there because I'm going to leave it alone. Look, he's willing. He wants her. You understand? So we're done. I'm done with Shorty. He wants, you know, who he wants, the real estate girl, right?
Right.
What are we talking about?
You think that she's whack for, you know, for people who don't watch The Chi? Do you think that if you were him, because we watched that show, right?
Yeah.
And we kind of think his girlfriend is whack. Cause
I don't like her.
I don't really like her. I like
her brother got killed. She was like telling on him.
She not a ride or die bitch.
She not at all.
Yeah, the boss turned me on, period. You feel me? So I would really.
Did he just say the boss turned him on, period?
Yeah.
Uh-oh. Okay.
I love her.
You like the boss?
Oh, yeah, she do.
Even though she snitched.
Nah, she a snitch though too. She did some snitch shit.
So you would have.
She didn't snitch on him.
Yeah, she did. She told.
She told that she knew that the other nigga stole the fish.
Stole the fish. Yeah, but
for people that don't watch the show, they probably like.
Understand though, she was trying to protect him and his job. You see what he tried to leash? Like, no, no, because it wasn't him. It wasn't him. That was.
But she
should have
kept it to herself.
She should have kept it. She should have held it down. You're totally right. But
it's more attractive when you hold it down.
Have you ever confessed to cheating?
Yes. Yes, I have.
Why did you have to do that?
It was just, it was over, it was just too much. You understand? It wasn't like something where, it wasn't where, like, you know when you want a woman keep being there? I know you did.
Just admit
it. You know what? Let me just get this one out and I'll just be, let her be mad for a week and then we back on and we'll be able to, you know, move past it. Cause it was like stuck in one spot.
What was the evidence that she had that you had to tell? Cause, you know, some guys, you gotta have like pictures, video footage.
Oh my God, you gotta have, you gotta be there.
Yeah,
well, now these days there's this thing called screen record.
Yeah,
don't get caught up.
Nah, but see, this is a long time ago. It wasn't no screen recording or like it was just like, you know, just teenager years just running around. You get what I'm saying? Like I don't, you know, my lady, you know, that's the mother of my two kids. You get what I'm saying? So like this is long term for real. You feel me? So it's a whole different vibe, you know. So it was like young. You know, we 20 and she like, you know, 19. She like, oh, da da da, and you be wilding at that time, you know. And I just had to just like, you know what? In order for us to get past this point, I just gotta let her know. Listen. Yeah, she got this work, but listen, let's go past it, and you know it definitely helped. You know,
I have a question.
Yes,
if she would have said the same thing to you, yeah, I busted open for that nigga.
Man.
But let's just move past it.
Devastated.
Would you be able to just move past
devastated,
it?
Devastated, man. Oh,
would you be able to?
No,
just
why is it different?
Because women, let me tell you something about y'all. Right, y'all had this thing called.
With the violence,
like that's like precious gold. Like, and I know
we feel
like,
the same way about the dick. FYI,
you need to treat your dick like precious gold.
No, we feel the same way about the penis. How dare he put his dick in that bitch?
I'm just thinking about a motherfucker entering you. You get what I'm saying? Like
how dare you put your dick in that bitch?
I agree with him though. I feel like it's different because a man enters a woman. I feel the same way.
Enters and we like you know nothing.
And y'all just slang it.
Discredit women. Women, y'all can have babies. Like that thing is different. Like you guys can breathe.
We can't have it without the dick.
And do you
the dick
like,
is worthless from what he's saying.
The
dick,
no.
The balls hold worthless. The baby.
You don't value your dick.
And the dick shoot out.
Come on, girl. You know why?
So ain't no baby without the balls and the dick.
No, I get it.
You need to value your dick. Place
but
some
we
value
can't
on
have
it.
Place some value in. Know your worth.
My baby
know the worth
come
of your
out of
penis.
No, but
I mean,
you get what I'm saying? Like, come on,
I mean, this is one double standard that I agree with. Like, I feel like a man cheating, even though I don't think it's okay. And I would never, I would prefer for it not to happen.
Yeah.
I think it's more forgivable than a woman cheating.
Hell no,
I don't
the
think
same
so.
Shit.
No, it's not
it just
the
depends
same.
On who you are as a
you
person. Like
legs.
If my boyfriend cheats on me,
the Jordan symbol.
I don't think I could ever forget it. I'll be thinking about
I've
it all
had
the time.
Some niggas open their legs.
No, and that's fine. And I agree with that. But
hold
I just feel like a woman.
Wait a minute.
I know what you're doing.
You don't know what I'm doing.
Yes, I do.
You worry about your leg. Your leg's open right now.
Yes, they are. Yeah, it's nothing valuable there anyway. So
you see what I'm saying? You always going overboard with it. You know what I'm saying?
You said it.
No, I'm just saying women, like it's a level, like, you know, men, I know we're here. But women, I put y'all up here,
that's
man. You know what I'm saying? And I just want y'all to value that
are.
Thing a little bit more than the male does. Just please.
No, and I
so
just
because
feel
we
like,
cheated, mean we don't value our pussies?
Yeah.
I mean that's kind of yes. I feel like, you know, when you're like slaying your pussy out, you really don't value it. You know
or
what
maybe
I mean?
You want to add some value to the world.
But
add some value to
maybe,
the world.
Maybe. I don't know. I just feel like with women, even though, you know, I'm not an innocent angel, I'm just saying, like, I just feel like our body parts are different from the man's, and it's just not
just
the same.
That's
even
worse.
Yeah.
She didn't get a
that's even worse.
You put your mouth on them.
But I agree with him. Like, you know, you got to take care.
You
got your cervix
exactly.
in there. You got
women
your
done.
Ovaries. You got to take care.
Exactly.
So you would rather her get fucked than to suck a dick.
I'd rather nothing. This
no,
one
you
sad.
Have to pick one.
If I got
to
pick one?
What would kill you the most?
Yeah.
Which one you live with?
No, no, you got to give them. Yeah,
you got to pick
one or the other.
What's worse?
The head. Well, you know, let me tell you why.
You putting
head
your mouth
worse?
On
let
it.
Let me tell you why. You wow. putting your mouth. No, let me tell
so
you why.
So your mouth is more
listen
clenchy.
To me. No, listen to me carefully. When you start giving head and ass, like when you start giving all, like you giving head, like you going in. You really like this person. You know what I'm saying?
That's what if
it's
true.
A black China head? You just ain't about to suck nobody.
Listen, you ain't about to suck anybody's shit.
Just like a half-hearted.
You might damn, I have a good night and boom, boom, boom. But you're not just gonna blow a nigga off. You feel me? It's just not gonna happen like that. You gotta really have that
and the thing is, a woman, you can have a 9 out of 10 times, unless she's a prostitute, she's gonna put a raw dick in her mouth. Mm-hmm. You know, right. Even if she used a condom, yes. Having sex.
Thank you.
You know what I mean?
I do gotta really
you're
like
always
you
unless
your
you're
dick.
A prostitute, like, you're always what gonna put a raw dick in your mouth. You
what if
what
he
mean?
Just jerks up on your face?
Oh, on the face? But why the face? It could be the leg. It could be the thigh. It gotta be the face.
I'll take the jerk off because there was no entering, honestly.
So if he jerk off on my left ass cheek, it's cool.
No, not.
No, it's not. Nothing's
the,
cool. Nothing's cool.
Leg.
Everything is gonna hurt me. Everything is gonna hurt me, but
my left ass cheek.
I appreciate him. I appreciate cheek. Him not going in. I appreciate you not letting him in. It's all about entering.
Now, let me ask you this question. Being that, you know, over the past few years, you've blown up a lot more.
Yeah.
How does that affect your relationship?
Oh, man.
Since you guys have been together for so long.
Oh, man, it's hell. You know what I'm saying? But it's all me, you know, the balance. You get what I'm saying? Like I said, I had to learn balance between, you know, music and life, you mm-hmm. know? And I had to realize that things that I do in the public can affect my private home, you know? So it's just me. I had to learn, just develop that balance, you know? She's starting to get more comfortable with me just running around and doing what I do, you know? Mm-hmm. But that's me giving her that reassurance, coming right. home and, you know, giving her the time, you know? Like, my lady, only want time, you get what I'm saying? Like, that's all she care about, time and the kids, you feel me? So, mm-hmm. you know, do more of that, the more I do, the more reassurance she have, you know?
Do you bring her places, like, to events and, like, you know, do you bring her with you?
Not a lot, but, you know, for the most part, you know, just me being up here saying it, you know what I'm saying, like mm-hmm. makes her feel comfortable, like
right.
damn, you're claiming me, you know, and that makes it,
cause that's hard, cause when she first was with you, it wasn't man. Like you were getting the attention that you get now,
yeah.
but then there's been like a shift, so
yeah, exactly.
And while she's probably excited for you, it also feels like, is he slipping away from me?
Yeah,
and I gotta make sure I put my foot down.
Definitely. But I told her the same thing, you know. I told her, listen, you have to let me do what I do, you understand? Because this is my life. This is how we feed the family. You mm-hmm. know what I'm saying? So this is how I feed my family. Let me do what I do. When I come back home, we deal with it all together. You know, I need you to be strong too. I need you to make sure these kids are up and going to school and ready to go and things like that, you know? And right now we're starting to get it, you know? She's
so
starting
what is,
to get it.
For a lot of people out there that are newly on this road to fame,
yeah.
what are some of the things that you've learned that you're like, okay, I never thought about this, but I had to adjust this?
Oh man, balance, man. I want to say, When you're new to it, you try to be everywhere because you want to be everywhere, every mm-hmm. club, every night. And as time go past, you just realize that you don't have to be in every club. You don't have to be in every store, and every time somebody call, you have to go. That's the thing I had to learn. 2017, that's what I learned.
Right.
I'm just not going to be everywhere. You understand? And it's a balance. You have to balance the life, you know? And, you know, we took more trips with the family last year. You understand? Mm-hmm. And we're going to do more this year. It's just, it's a balanced thing, but it's hard because when you first get on, you saying you've been fighting your whole life to get this moment, and when it's here, you're stuck in it. It's new, and I don't care what you say, that you cannot prepare for it because you're not ready for it, you know, as much as you try. But learn that balance, man. Trust me, man. You never turn on a person that was dealing with you before anything. No money, no nothing.
That's a fact. What about you? Oh, go ahead, Lynn.
No. I was just gonna say, like, when you said, like, we're relationships and getting in to the industry and whatever the case, like, it makes me for some reason think of like Black China situation with her young boy. And I do feel like that using that relationship is a way that he got more in the industry. So like, how do you, cause like, I don't really see like pictures of you and your girl everywhere and
definitely.
Stuff like that. So like, how do you keep that down, but still like maintain your image as like, you know, just being a wild boy, because that is how
man.
We kind of look at you.
Yeah, definitely, man. It's, oh, man. I mean,
instead of getting like a girl that, you get what I'm saying?
Yeah,
instead
I know. The pressure is tough, man. You know how many times they wanted to like really put me with somebody, you know, industry, hey, listen, let's do that, you know? And it's like, you know, you just got to stand your ground and just realize you don't want to hurt the person you love. You feel me? Like for, you know, exactly. You know, I'm just like, yo, I'm going to still get to the bag regardless. You get what I'm saying? It might be a little longer, like, you know, but it is what it is.
You got to think about kids, because kids are on social media nowadays.
Exactly.
And they see that at a very young age, even.
One thing I can say about this time that we're in, though, is it's definitely a time where men are stepping up and being real men and family men and showing their kids and spending time with their kids and doing things for the kids.
Most definitely.
And I see you in that light. I see you posting pictures with your kids and spending daddy time.
Definitely.
And not for nothing, that gets the respect from everyone, but it also get the hoes coming too, so be careful.
Nah, definitely.
They love that.
Nah, definitely.
Oh, he's a good daddy.
I feel like it doesn't hurt me to be a good dad and a good man, you feel me? Like, because
I feel like
the women, like, if they think I'm cute, it doesn't really, it's not going to change, you know what I'm saying? Like, they think my music is good, they think I'm, you know, I'm sexual enough, it's not going to, you know, so I just feel like, I think we, you know, we, again, balance, man. I had to learn balance, and I don't think it hurts me at all right now. I just feel like, you know, right now, 2018, we're going to really...
Because I did see you also posted some thought pics up, too.
Let me tell you something.
You had your whole...
Baby oil.
All right, can I tell you something?
That was coconut oil.
That's all part of the plan, though. You get what I'm saying? I still have to remain sexy to women.
You had some dick cleavage up.
I still have to...
Like, that's the excuse.
I have to remain sexual. I can't just like get my hide anything. I have to. That's part of the plan.
That's what I used to say when I wanted to be a thot and I was in a relationship in the past when I wanted to be a thot on the internet. So that's exactly what I would say. Like, that's how I make money.
Mm-hmm. So Fresh is gonna have some dick pics coming out soon.
I'm thinking about it.
I'm thinking about
risking it all.
Just make sure they look okay.
From those IG pics, it's like if you just step away from a dick pic.
Should I put the ham on the left or the right?
Oh,
I'm
my God.
Figure it out. I'm telling you, I'm hammering to the left or the right.
Send it to me.
You the homie. Like, why you say
I'm going to send it to him.
Do you guys Photoshop dick pics?
I don't know.
Do y'all put filters on them?
Yeah, you just gotta make sure
you on medium. Like, you don't, you don't want to be on hard, you don't want to be on soft, you want to be on medium, and then it's all good. You know what I'm saying? I don't know how everybody else look medium, but medium is the good. You don't want to be hard.
You gotta do like a boomerang.
Yeah,
but if you're a grower, you gotta do it when you're hard, because if you're a shower,
it depends,
works.
Yeah.
Right?
A medium man. I mean, I'm a medium man. Like, I love when it's on medium.
Medium man.
Sounds like a superhero, right?
Here it comes. It's medium man.
Medium man. I like that medium man. It doesn't sound like a good thing. It sounds like an average man. A medium man. Every man in here know what I'm talking about.
He's medium, man. He's not going to hurt you, but you're feeling.
I know what you're talking about.
No. We're not talking about what you see.
A regular man.
I'm going in hard.
Normal man.
You know what? I already see what y'all doing.
Here I come. Little dick man to save the day.
That's what it sounds like today.
As soon as I go on
the bathroom, I understood what you said. He said that his nice dick pic is nice on medium. Like, it doesn't even have to be hard.
That's what you said. I got you. But I'm going in hard. It just sounds like a superhero. Super hard man. That's the man I'm looking for. It could be hard and still monster man. Monster man. That's my dog's name. Yeah, yuck.
All right, now, let me ask you this. Let's just say, right, for the sake of this discussion, you're on the road a lot, you know, wifey's at home, taking care of everything, working. Could you have an assistant that was a good-looking woman? Would she have a problem with that?
Hell yeah, she have a problem with that. Oh, man. Like, I wouldn't even do it because it's not worth my sanity. You understand? It was just going to build more
smart
insecurity.
Man,
why would I do that?
Man.
I need to be able to work. I want someone that's... You know, just attractive be, enough.
But let's to, just say she's great at her job. She just happens
I
to be.
I get it. I don't want that problem. Because then you need an ugly bitch. You know what I'm saying? Like, I need you to just be able to handle your business, baby. Handle your business. I don't need that. That's a shame.
Is this some type of like bias or lawsuit that somebody could have? Like, oh, he wouldn't hire me because I'm not attractive. Because I'm too attractive.
Not because they can't prove
she
that.
She wouldn't even get the interview.
Yeah, exactly. Yo, send a picture. Oh, no way.
Hell no.
She sent a picture. She,
I don't even want to send my girl attracted to you. You get what I'm saying?
She in a whole bikini.
Yeah. Nah, oh, I don't even send my girl attracted to you.
Daddy.
Nah, I don't want to put that problem.
So again, Gigi couldn't be your assistant?
Gigi, send him a bikini pic.
Well, the real reason we have you here is Gigi was actually
looking
but
for
Gigi
her.
Been fighting yeah, like, nah, nah, you know what I'm saying? Like, nah, Freshy doing too much shirt off. Nah, we ain't doing that.
Too
you
much
know
coconut
so
oil.
For a male too, be like, I'm thinking, I'm starting to put myself in her shoes. You get what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Like,
that's
nah,
good.
I couldn't
that's
do that
good.
Right
that's
there.
What you got to do.
That's a good man.
That's a great
man. I'm learning.
In the words, in the words of our friend Neo, it's good man season.
Good man season. He should.
Man, so I'm learning, you know?
And a lot of us have baggage from our past relationships. And we were discussing this before you came up with us today. So let's talk about how those baggage from our past relationships are affecting us today. And then sometimes it's ways that we don't even recognize it. Like Gigi's got a new bae.
Mm-hmm. New bae.
New bae. And I'm sure she has some baggage and some things are very difficult that you might not even realize at first until certain things are happening and you're like, damn, it's because my ex did this.
Well, it's so new that...
This is your favorite part, huh? You think the beginning of a relationship is the best part?
The honeymoon
of
thing?
Of course.
Damn.
It
of
makes
course.
You feel like rainbows and glitter and unicorns and mermaids.
Exactly.
Look how high like she's smelling.
We didn't hear you say that.
You can tell, right?
Baby,
that's the kind of smell that is. Like, yeah.
Yeah, it's a good dick smell.
That's but so you don't feel like sometimes you get a little nervous given the past?
I mean, the past is going to be something that's always just sitting on your shoulder.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's always just going to be there and something you to just, you know, ignore it or let it be in your ear. Like, right. You know, me personally, I'm so exhausted with my previous relationship and I'm so drained and done with it that I just want to leave it where it's at and move on.
And have fun. Have a good time.
Yes. And so far, that's what I've been doing. Okay, I've been really enjoying myself with hashtag new bae.
Yeah. What about you, Steph?
I feel like...
What baggage you got?
I feel like when I in my younger years and when I first became single from my last really long relationship, I carried the baggage from my other relationships. Like, I wouldn't want to date a certain guy because I felt like he reminded me of a certain type. You know what I mean? And I just felt like I was just... I even went to a point where I said... Like, I didn't even want to meet anybody because I felt like everybody I was meeting was like my exes. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. And I just feel like that's a really miserable life.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? And I didn't really get anything out of it.
What was wrong with your exes?
I mean, I don't have no problems with my exes. You know, I feel like every relationship, you go through the honeymoon phase and then you really get to know the person and then you hate them.
Like, shit. Damn.
Nine out
that's
of ten times. You know what
that
I
is
mean?
The process.
And then
yes,
you
that's
like
the
them
process.
Again
that's
you
the
hate
process.
Them.
And then
you
want
right.
to love and hate them at the same
that's
time
the
if you're going to stay together. You know what I mean? So I just feel like after I release that tension, like, you know, I'm not going to not date this certain type of person because I'm worried about something that happened in my past. I find that my relationships now are so much more fulfilling. I don't have like really, I don't have relationships that don't matter now because I'm not really judging somebody off of something that happened to me. You know what I mean?
Preach.
Because what happened to me happened to me. And, you know, that's the past. And, you know, but the bottom line is like, I just feel like when I stopped loving, when I told myself I wasn't going to love anymore, because my heart was always getting broken, I found myself like in a really like miserable, lonely ass place.
The energy you put out is the energy you get.
Yes. Like, I even found that the guys I was meeting, like, they literally would want to hang out a few times and then I, like, it would get weird, you know? Mm-hmm. Like, just because I was so, like, I was so hard about it. Like, no, we're just friends. Like, like, yeah, we fuck, but we're just friends. Mm-hmm. And it just was like,
well, yeah, how are they supposed to react
right,
to that?
Right, exactly. Yeah, right. You know what I mean? When I started loving again, when I started being like, you know what, I'm tired of not feeling love, I found it again.
Right. Yes.
Mm-hmm. You know what I mean?
It's like, oh, yeah, opening yourself up.
Yeah, what about like you, it's though? The worst thing you could do is, you know, hold people to your past. You know what I mean? Or even theirs.
And it's a lesson learned for a lot of people. Lo, what about you? How do you feel about baggage you have?
I could say that I agree with Stephanie. Like, once you get out of like a real serious relationship, that's when you carry the most baggage to the next situation. And like, my last real serious relationship, I was like, I carry like insecurities from our relationship that we had to, you know, to the same thing. And it basically just like, knowing he was lying and stuff like that. So now I'm thinking everybody lying. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Like, you can't tell me shit. Like, that's Simply Lemonade right there. Ain't no fucking Simply Lemonade.
Right.
Like, liar. and I will really not believe
it. No, it really is though.
Yeah, nah, but it's not. Because I've seen them put something else. You get what I'm saying? That's how it would be. But like, the more like I let go of that shit, I just think, you know what I mean? You have to let go of that baggage.
You can't let somebody have that power over you that you can never
be
with somebody.
You be walking around angry and mad. Right, and
that's something I would do. That's something I would do. Like, I would meet a guy and be like, oh, no, you're a Virgo. You're a liar and a manipulator.
You get what I'm saying?
I can't fuck
you.
I hate that sign stuff.
And that's so stupid. It's so immature and corny.
Our makeup is different.
Right,
I'm into sign stuff. I am too. But you can't.
I think women, y'all do that sign stuff too much.
No, I'm into astrology. Please, I read my horoscope.
Oh, yeah,
I get my tarot cards read.
See,
what's up? I'm all for it. But now when I bring up somebody's sign, instead of saying the negative traits in their side, I'll say the good traits in their side.
See, that's the difference between
like,
being positive.
I'll meet a guy, like before in my past, I'll meet a guy who's an Aquarius and I'll be like, oh, that's my son's father's sign. Like, never. And now instead, if I meet an Aquarius, I'll be like, oh, you guys are great thinkers. You guys are wonderful people.
There we go.
You know what I mean? I used to be like, because you know, my mother's a Virgo. So, right away when I meet people, I'm like, cause what I've been through with my mom, you know, I'm like, oh, you're a liar and you're a manipulator. You know what I mean? Every time I meet a Virgo, like you already starting it off in a bad place. You comparing it to something that happened to you in your past.
I feel like if you hurt, you're going to bring it on with you. I feel like once you back in a good situation, it's hard to really pinpoint what you're bringing with you. Cause like,
until it happens.
Like right now, that's how I feel like I am right now. Cause like, I don't even think about like the negative things that I used to go through with it. I'm just in a whole different space
and
now.
Sometimes I really do believe that it just takes time.
Yeah,
you know how they say time heals all wounds. When you try to jump into something too quickly, that's when you have that baggage. Yes. But you have to give yourself for real time to like get over something.
That's
really important, because if you don't do it right away, it's going to come back up and really affect you.
Mm-hmm. But I will say, I probably won't take people as serious right now, because I do feel like since I've been through so many things before, I'm like, man, it really got to be somebody wonderful, special, magnificent.
Wonderful.
How you gonna know that if you don't take people serious?
Right. I mean, not take them serious like that, but I won't just be like, all right, I'm ready for a relationship just because I like the person. I don't do that.
As long as your heart and your mind is open to somebody wonderful, you good.
Exactly.
Wonderful.
Now, y'all ladies didn't answer. Would you let your man have a good looking assistant?
No.
If it's a sister, absolutely.
Oh, yeah, no. Sure. Sure, a sister.
She could be an assistant. Like, why would she even do this awkward...
No, like, a sister.
I mean, what if, like, you knew the girl, he had you around?
No, that don't mean nothing.
She was a good worker, let's just say.
Never.
She was dope at her job.
No.
She was nice.
Eventually, she's going to look attractive to him.
It depends. I think it just depends. Like,
I mean, you're dependables.
I mean,
dependable.
That's like hiring a sexy young nanny.
I want to hear these dependables.
To watch your kids.
They ain't no depends.
Yeah,
ain't
exactly.
No depends.
Listen,
you know how many times in this business, in the business of entertainment, no matter which field you're in, the assistant became the side bitch and then became the wife? That happened.
But
a
let's
lot.
Be real, guys. It don't waiting even matter if she's good looking or not.
Oh, that's true. Yeah, she could be ugly as fuck.
It's not right.
Even if she's ugly, a female assistant, I'm not having it. That your assistant
you
needs
have,
to
you
have
a female assistant.
I don't think male assistants are as.
I mean, she could be a female.
Women are a lot more organized.
Yeah, exactly.
A regular male, not a gay male.
Some wonderful male assistants. Let me know. I'll give you some cards. I'm
only kidding. But that's what I'm saying. You got to be careful because if it's a gay male assistant, he might be fucking him too.
Oh, the assistant. Oh my God.
But what if the woman was like a great assistant? Let's just say she was.
Can't trust these niggas.
Barack Obama's assistant. And she had all kinds of connects, but she was attractive.
Yeah,
how can you turn that down?
Yeah, that's kind of hard. You see, you just gave me okay. All right, that's like, a wild that's one. I can't turn that down. There's too much power involved.
Right.
So I would. That's like, hey, listen, babe, listen.
She's right here. She's lit. Not only is she beautiful, she's powerful.
Right.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. We got it. We got to talk about this.
You know, I feel like then I'll be like, okay, so I'm just going to spend a little more time with her.
And he's still going to fuck her. and she's gonna fuck him.
Times, you know what? A lot of times your man's assistant is around him more than mm-hmm. you are.
No, all the time.
They're traveling
that's
together.
What I'm saying. You know, so that I would if my man had to take a beautiful assistant, I would just like cut a little bit of my life to spend more time with
them. Cut a little bit of your life.
I'm gonna be like, well, I can't do the show anymore. I have no job because my job is an assistant. Assistant.
What did you say?
I'm assistant. Assistant.
What do
now.
You say, Gigi?
I'm a fucker first.
Okay. Ooh, I like that.
Rico.
I like.
She got to go fuck her right now.
I like that.
Nah, I'm like Gigi, like right now.
Let me call New Bay and fuck his assistant.
That's how you do it, though. That's how you do it.
I no, mean, it's not how you do it because if that's not what
he says. Shut up! It's not what he's
saying. I don't agree with him. He's like trying to like.
And I love her
fucking up the person. You got your scarf on, and now you want to be tough with me?
My pop shit, baby. My pop shit, baby.
That's a kerchief.
I want my pop shit, baby. You feel me? Nah, but I like what Gigi said. But I mean, again, it creates problems. Again,
then your girl gonna leave you for the assistant.
Yeah, that's nah. We gonna fuck it together.
Right? She don't want you another no more. Case. You don't got what Gigi got.
All right, now let me ask you this: what do you think about when you masturbate?
What I think about, man? I have a oh man.
Shit, he knows anything. You don't want to tell us.
You're about to get in trouble. Man, be careful.
When I masturbate, I'm watching a porn anyway. So I'm, you feel me? I'm thinking about.
You don't ever masturbate with nothing on the TV?
No, I don't. That's weird. That is so weird.
What about your imagination?
Nah, my imagination is right there. Cause that's me doing okay. That to her.
That's I don't like imagination. Thing.
You gotta pull up porn.
So you like porn too?
I mean,
to masturbate.
Yeah, phone. Porn is the best.
For put me. It on the pillow. Put it right.
I think.
And give her that work.
He's like,
hey,
doing the motions of it right now.
Hey, he has to put it there. Media nah. Man, here
whoever's
I come.
Whoever's masturbating without a visual, like this is
they're
another
very
level.
Creative.
No, how creative are you? Like,
you're
what do you?
I mean, I feel like talk I have. Me. I feel like I have enough in my mental porn,
yeah.
You know, archives in my mind to, you know, to. I do. I turn the TV off and I masturbate, no phone, because sometimes
lights off.
I like to masturbate right before I go to sleep, and you know, you're not supposed to have light in your eyes right before you go to sleep. So I don't like to stare at the screen of
so
my phone.
Use your imagination.
The facts.
So right, but I'm not gonna lie. A porn is so much better because. Yeah. You come better, yeah. Like
cinnamon?
You come faster
watching.
Yeah.
What's your question?
Yes.
When you, what kind of porn are you watching? Like, what are you watching?
I'm watching. You know what I like? I like my favorite porns. I usually just go to I just put sloppy in. Like search
sloppy.
Yo,
sloppy
is
wild.
Yo, let's see what comes up.
Sloppy is wild.
What's your favorite porn site?
My favorite porn. Oh, XNXX.
Okay,
he's a fucking genius. Yeah. Sloppy.
I need to see what comes up.
Put sloppy in the search box.
Because if that's a weird animal,
never seen no. Yo, oh my god.
You know that's some nasty shit without even looking at it.
See what comes up.
Wow. Because me, I like to get.
I'm looking at that shit when I get home.
Yeah, XNXX.com and then just go search sloppy.
No, nah, but you sloppy? Know what? When you in the mental, I hate having, you know, it's so much better
you know,
to have a porn.
I watch Pornhub too.
I'm mad at y'all. Pornhub ain't got nothing.
Nah, I watch ass videos.
I'm gonna get that 70 shit out of here.
Sloppy teeth throat. Sloppy head.
Sloppy.
Sloppy sluts compilation.
No, listen,
yeah.
No.
Now, that's how you suck dick. No gag reflex. Slut deep throats my dick.
Sloppy is all that wild shit.
To pay rent. Best sloppy head ever.
Sloppy is ATMs, everything. No, you
coworker sucking my dick.
She going to all the subcategories.
You just put sloppy.
When you put sloppy in,
all I put was sloppy.
Sloppy in the search, and then it all comes up right there.
Yeah, that's what came up.
Yeah, so now
he's a professional. Let him do it.
That's the videos.
All the sloppy videos.
These are sloppy videos right here. Let's see. TLC, my hairy ass pussy.
I don't like that.
No, this is not even no hair.
What?
You see,
oh my God. Y'all gotta see Sloppy Shay.
Click on the link.
You don't know about this one. Look at Sloppy Shay.
No, you see,
let him show you.
You see what you know? No, no, no. Can I just.
Let him show you. I'm not watching this shit.
Let the professional tell us.
I don't know.
I changed my mind. I don't want to know.
I go to Sloppy, right?
I just went soft.
You say they have relevance, right? The relevance is key. You don't want to go to like the time. Like, look, relevant. Look at that.
Oh, no, no. That first one is epic.
Let me see.
Yeah, how'd you do that?
That mouth.
That's what I said, sloppy sluts compilation.
I said click on the sloppy sluts.
This is the same exact one.
Look at nothing but throats.
We want sloppy sluts.
We want sloppy sluts.
Nothing but throats.
Volume.
I just love like the compilation. The sounds, you know what I'm saying?
Nobody had. So what's better, compilation or the whole story?
No, I like the whole story. Compilation throw me off because if she giving sloppy head, that's crazy. The last one, I want to go back to her.
Yeah,
so I just like the story.
Or it'll cut off at the perfect time.
Exactly.
He's like, oh, I didn't even see that.
He's like, oh, I'm like, I didn't even get mine on. Look at these.
Some of these look like sloppy bitches.
What about sloppy bitches?
Oh, shit. Amateur rubs cock on face.
But I'm going to tell y'all right now, once y'all watch this right here, y'all not watching Pornhub no more.
What is it? Let me put it in my phone right now.
XX.com.
I'm sorry, but their quality of video doesn't look as good as Pornhub.
I like X videos.
I need HD.
X videos is fire.
Everything is HD.
That's
what it is.
Say it again. S and what?
Oh, XXX.com. Look, as soon as I pull
my... I need good quality.
As soon as my internet go up, you see what time it is.
You see
I need storyline. Who's directing
these? Who's
directing these? Wesley Pipes damaging shit.
I need a good director. Let me see.
Now, Fresh, let me ask you this question.
What's up?
Do you like having your nipples played with? Licked, sucked, all
nah,
that?
Nah, licked is cool. Lick is cool. I don't like the nibble thing because I'm not really... It's sensitive there. But the lick, when I'm killing you...
But it's sensitive.
You,
that sounds like it feels good.
No, the nibble don't. I like the lick. The lick is cool.
Okay.
You know, I find that some guys...
He likes getting
some guys, they want you to lick their nipples like a cat. Like... They want lick their nipples.
Some guys want you to like pinch them and twist them.
The pinch and twisting gotta hurt. You ever seen Name 5 cereals? That
no, other guys, you lick their nipples and they're like, yo, what are you doing? Like, what is wrong with you? Why are you doing that?
I'm nasty, so I like all that shit. You know what I'm saying? Just don't like.
I know guys, they want you to lick and suck on their nipples. Like, they like that shit, but then you go try to lick on another guy's nipple. He's like, yo, what's.
It's probably just.
I know
somebody. That's the only way they can come.
See,
guys like having their. See, I told y'all this before, but like I messed with somebody that had large, like long nipples, not
Ooh,
large.
Oh my God.
But they would get like little erasers, and he's like,
oh my God.
squeeze them, and ever since
let me look this up on XNXN.
When I tell you, ever since that, I've been
man
so disgusted.
With large nipples.
I do not
man
large,
with long nipples
because it's not large, it's long.
No, but you know what?
So disgusted.
His nipples were like that was because he was always fucking with them. He was always pressing them.
That's what I thought. Like, you're not African ritual.
Wait, this is not weird.
Right. That's not right.
He wasn't born like that. He made them like that.
Oh, yeah. If you have inverted nipples,
it was like I was milking him. No, I'm telling you.
That's why he was in the cow udders.
He got cow udders. Whatever it is, I'm disgusted. And I do not. I do not fuck with nipples after that, motherfucker. Like, I do not. Ugh.
So, wait. Hold on, but he
did it again, though.
He would ask me to.
Y'all did it multiple times?
I mean, I was fucking with him.
Exactly, so you
but
like
it was
that
just
shit.
No, I didn't. I couldn't replace his nipples. What
so, when he wore a shirt,
good,
could you see the nipples through
okay.
the shirt?
Did his nipples get hard when it was cold outside?
Did he wear sheer shirts? No, it was only like when his nipples got hard. Like, I would have just
worn the squad. Have y'all ever seen Tyler, the Creator's Lord of Squad? He has a segment where, like, he has those nipples and it's disgusting.
You were talking about he plays with his own nipples.
So you a nasty.
Yeah, the guy. The guy no, that I'm she not. Said that Shut he has up. He no, has no, those long nipples is because listen to me. If you like if you for instance, if a woman has a lot of kids and she's always breastfeeding, mm-hmm. her nipples are gonna start to stick out. It's inevitable.
So you think he was breastfeeding?
No, it's just that's the way your body is. Just like with a waist trainer. If you wear a waist trainer every day for 5 years, your waist is gonna be the shape of the waist trainer.
Right. So because he kept getting his
your body, the human body, it can be formed. Like it can
he
be
was
molded.
A cow.
Yes.
He was a cow.
He probably be in the shower.
So he had
he'd probably be in the shower. You know what I mean? He probably grew up playing with his nipples.
I melted that.
You know? He's probably been doing that shit his whole life.
But that's the only way he could come. I'm telling you, like.
What did you have to do? You just had
I had to grab his, like, exactly what Gigi's doing. Squeeze his nipples, grab his nipples. And every time. I'm not going to lie. That was the deal breaker. I was like, I can't fuck with this nigga and his nipples no more.
So he ain't got to get no pussy.
That's a deal breaker.
Yes. I was
so if everything else was perfect.
For me too.
And you just did it. Everything was cool. Like, it was. I didn't have no complaints with them nipples.
So you can't nut when you hit it from the back. Unless you put
your
still arms
disgusted
back
thinking about his nipples
what
right now.
What if he said, suck my titties? Would you do it?
Oh my God. I think I would have threw up on him. Like, the shit was long enough to go down my throat. Like, oh, stick so I could throw up.
It wasn't that.
It was.
It's not like
I was like, hey, let me see your nipples before.
Did he have titties?
No, he didn't. That's the crazy
no
thing.
No moves?
It's just literally nipples. Just his nipples was like little erase. All I could think of is eraser head.
No, that's
like,
him playing with himself. That's him playing with himself all the time. Just like, just like if a guy masturbates and he always masturbates to the left and his dick starts to lean to the left.
Because you know they're on there. He probably missing one.
I'm good. My shit is flat because I only like him licked. You know
let me see. Hold on.
Right.
Let me see.
Look, they ain't poking out
I
night.
Know his nipples are on here.
Yeah. I got a little chest
pic. Yeah, here they are.
Yeah. You see my shit's nice and flat.
Okay, all right.
Flat,
right.
Baby. They flat.
Those
nipples
not too
big.
They not erect
enough.
Nobody is born with
those nipples.
They was
yeah, they flat. They flat. I don't play that.
I believe that he was, or like
he was playing
yeah.
with them. He was playing with himself.
No,
like
she
clamps.
Was playing with him
yeah.
too.
Nah, exactly. Nah, even clamps.
He could have been born that way.
Yeah,
a nigga put nipple clamps on me one day, and I wanted to kick him in his
That gotta hurt, right?
That shit hurts so fucking bad. You let him do it. I tried.
She tried it. Yes. Exactly.
But don't you have your nipple pierced?
Not no more. But
how the fuck that doesn't hurt just as bad?
No, that hurts. It did hurt, but it's only a one time thing.
Oh, that stayed on.
That nigga put them. I said,
oh yeah.
I don't play with my.
What part of sexy is that? I don't get it. I don't get that.
That nigga. It was a whole situation. It was a whole blindfold bondage.
You see
chains and
S&M.
When did
y'all
get
it? No
situation.
Like that.
And then he went to put the clamps on. I was trying to get out the restraining.
Yeah, exactly.
It hurt so fucking bad.
I could like that.
That's
shit.
What I'm saying. You
some
know,
people
you,
do.
That's
that
pain.
That shit hurt, bad.
You don't use toys?
Toys? The most I do is the vibrate on the dick. I think that's like the
like a cock ring, like the buzzing dick? Cock ring.
No, the cock ring.
Oh,
goes on my
ring.
Shit and
yeah,
it vibrates
yeah, yeah,
when
ring.
I'm.
Yeah, that's
that shit.
I want to put that on.
That's the greatest shit that's ever, man. I love the reaction.
We
now,
about
I can hold
before.
You. I like that. Other than that, toys. I can't see me playing with a dildo with a girl. Like I don't do that. Cuffs.
Wait, what's that? What's that?
What?
Cuffs?
Yeah.
Handcuffs.
Oh, I'm thinking of ball cuffs. I thought this was some new shit.
No.
Where they
handcuffs,
sell ball cuffs?
Handcuffs in the vibrator ring. I think that's like the dopest shit
You've
ever.
You've been handcuffed?
Yeah, handcuffed, yeah.
Okay, I'm
it.
Just asking, because
yeah.
sometimes guys like to handcuff women, but they don't want to be handcuffed themselves.
Yeah. No, both. Most of the time, I'm handcuffed.
You can't both be handcuffed.
Yeah, that's shit is that, right?
Well, maybe you can.
Yeah, because a lot, you never,
get interested.
Yo, you know what's crazy?
Call you back, baby.
You never realize how much you need your arms to get busy. Mm-hmm. Like, until I was cuffed, I'm like, oh, nah, I'm not even, I can't even,
that's
you know,
lazy
the waistline is
up.
Right, but I'm like, nah, I need my arms, because I'm a gripper, you feel me? Like, I'm a, And when I don't got the arms, I can't even, like, I can't. You feel me? So I need the arms. I need to be.
I never tried that cuff
I
shit.
Wouldn't want to handcuff my man while I'm having sex with him. I wouldn't mind, like, giving him a blowjob while he's handcuffed.
Okay. That makes sense.
Yeah, I like wouldn't
that.
Mind
Yeah,
because
I can still grab the back of your head and shit like that. You know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah.
You only got to grab some sort of. forehead.
No. I would want the hands away from the head, because you know how after a guy comes, he like wants you to like you can't touch it because it's so sensitive.
Yeah.
I'd like to continue to touch it and torture
the
guy.
That's not a good
really
feeling.
Fun.
That is not. No.
It's hilarious. When you come, it's a guy no more. It's like the, that.
I don't know why that does it, but we get so sensitive and you don't want to be touched.
And it's like,
it's not cute. It's not cute. Like, don't keep going. It's not cute at all. It doesn't feel good.
It's cute to us because y'all are such a vulnerable moment at that point when you grab his wallet.
That's so funny.
But does it ruin the nut for you?
It can. No, but it can ruin the feeling because you lose it so fast. You are nut and you still trying to go. Now I'm already in protective mode.
You might throw your back out.
I just want to rest.
Let him be in the moment.
Yeah.
Then watch me, you.
Exactly.
The squirm is great. It's so hilarious.
The squirm.
Yeah. We enjoy that.
I thought you said sperm.
I feel that squirm too, though. Like, after I come, I'm like, all right.
Me too. Like, don't touch me.
Yeah, exactly. The same way. Let's stop.
Same thing.
I think it's worse for men, though.
No, but I don't mind getting fucked after I come from oral. Like, I don't mind.
Me?
Yeah, you don't know if it's worse for you than it is for us.
No, I'm a man.
I know, but you don't know what we feel like. You don't know that
right,
it's
right, but I'm going to protect mine all day. No, I know what I feel like, so I'm going to say that it's worse than y'all.
I think it will be worse. I think it is worse for guys because I could still get fucked. Like, I don't want
to
keep...
I don't want to keep getting sucked on anymore,
but I could still take a dick. Yeah.
I hate women, guys, because y'all couldn't do that right there. That's why I hate it.
Multiple orgasms.
I'm soft, and you still trying to get... I'm done. And this is not going to get up until you get... I need an hour. Hour and a half.
An
you gotta
hour?
Give me time.
That's a long time.
No, it's not a long time.
It should be 10 minutes.
How old are you?
You gotta watch a whole movie before you dick get hard again. This sounds like erectile dysfunction.
Let me tell y'all something.
Talk about Netflix and chill. We gotta watch a whole movie.
Let me tell you something right now.
In order for your dick to get hard again.
Depending on how good that nut was, you understand? Sometimes when you bust an explosive one, you gotta leave me alone for a bit. I need time because right now I didn't fucking.
Okay, so y'all heard it here first. Make sure you don't have him do an explosive nut, just a medium.
But then sometimes you
just
might
a medium nut.
Medium man nut.
Oh, now y'all gonna medium me all day. Yeah,
medium nut with your medium dick ass.
He done told me to shut up.
Anyway, you already know what time it is with us, so don't stop it right now.
What's beef? What's going on?
Damn, that's crazy. Like, we be texting y'all.
He told me shut up and all kind of stuff over here.
Damn.
I just feel like I'm
with y'all medium friendship.
Yeah. Medium ass shit going on over here.
What in the medium?
That's the name of the show. What in the medium? Let's talk about this new song that you have coming with
the
Famous
Medium.
Dex.
Yeah.
We're trying to get some exclusive
stuff here. Definitely.
Now, the song is called Keep It Up. Sounds like something we need to talk to you about. Because you can't do it.
You got a problem with that.
Wow. Okay,
so the song
is
about erectile dysfunction.
I'm gonna rename it Stay Up then. Stay Up. Nah, but Keep It Up, man. Just a record about just keeping up the pace of like pH and, you know, Dex. We just talking about how swagged up we are.
Mm-hmm.
And y'all gotta keep it up. You know what I'm saying? Don't get left behind.
Keep
that
same energy. Yeah. That's right. You gotta do it more than once.
Yeah, we gotta keep it up, man. Even with the positive energy, man, we gotta keep it up. Everything positive this year, you feel me? We doing bigger things, and y'all keep up, you know what I'm saying? Because we ain't gonna stop. We ain't gonna get left behind. So, you know, keep it up.
I feel you.
Yeah, that's where we at.
You do have a lot going on, though. We've watched the whole escalation of having, like, you know, a couple of big songs. And then hopping on a song with Eminem, which people have wanted to do their entire careers
life,
and haven't had the chance.
Man. Everybody's still trying to figure that out, what happened. You get what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Y'all know the story, right?
You told us, right? You said because y'all fucked the same girl.
Oh, shit.
Didn't he say that in the beginning of the show?
That was a
joke. I know, I'm joking.
You see what I'm saying? The media, boy. You got to watch your boy.
You were already on the song, though, right?
Yeah, the song with Eminem?
Mm-hmm.
No, what happened was he heard, wait a minute.
Mm-hmm.
And they reached out to me like, Eminem is a fan. But everybody doesn't know, that's my favorite artist, period. Him and Jay-Z share the top spot. So this was major to me, you understand? When I got it, I had to sit down in the house. I was walking down the stairs, I had to sit down because I couldn't believe it. You understand? I was like, wow, like what? This is a legend, you understand? And I was trying to tell, nothing's worse than me trying to tell M that he's my favorite artist. He did not want to hear me. All he was telling me, like, yo, listen, I'm a fan of you. I'm like, M, no, but you don't understand how I feel about you.
Right.
I was on punishment. My mother bought me Marshall Mathers album, you know? So So, and I was trying to see, he's like, yo, listen, Fresh Don't Want, listen, I love when you, it was life changing. I want to say that was definitely like my moment, other than, you know, wait a minute, doing songs with 50 and everything. Mm-hmm. Eminem, that's a whole nother level, you know.
And when did you find out you made the album?
Right away. As soon as when the call, like, I knew that basically Paul Rosenberg said, he wants you to complete the project. That wow. was the phone call.
That's damn. Yeah, you know,
so
crazy.
When I did the record, it was going to be the last, you know, the song on the project. And then, you know, it was three on the project, you know, number three. So, you know, heard Two Chainz verse. I was like, yeah, I'm on this. You know what I'm saying? So that was amazing.
And then Two Chainz didn't make the album. How crazy is that?
Yeah.
But the remix is dope.
Yeah, exactly. That was weird. Me and, I actually did my verse and hook at the same time, but my verse was only on the remix with 2 Chainz. You get what I'm saying?
Okay.
Man, but
it shows medium dicks can make it happen.
Yeah. Wow. Oh, wow. I'm going to eat it. It's all good. Fuck it. I'm going to eat it. You gave it to yourself.
That was the problem.
You're medium, man.
You're getting the hammer right after the show.
I'm getting the hammer.
Yeah, exactly.
I'm not getting the hammer.
Yeah, I'm putting on the left. I told you it's going on the left.
I didn't even say anything.
You're getting the hammer because you co-signed it, so you're going to get the hammer first.
We need a lip service remix of Keep It Up. That's got to do with...
That's a fact.
That's all about you.
Yeah, it's about you.
Hey.
Maybe Can't Keep It Up or
can't
something.
Keep
What's
up.
It? I told you it's going to stay up.
Stay up.
It's going to stay up. Exactly,
that's a lip service
right?
remix.
Exactly.
Stay up.
In an hour and a half, I'll get back up.
And that's not every time. You see,
let's watch a movie. I would flick it up.
I would be lying to say, yo, 5 minutes. And I'm, no, sometimes I can do the right back. You know what I'm saying? But it depends on how explosive that come with. I'm telling you, it's different. Times, you ever had times where you like, I'm an animal today and I'm going to go 3 hours. And then you have some days when you get that one and you're good. No?
I always do.
Cool. I'm done because I'm mad.
I mean, I can say
you catching feelings?
Because y'all not being honest.
Don't catch feelings.
Y'all not being honest.
I said I agree with you. No, but wait. I feel like there's days that I'm like, I wake up and I'm like, you know what? Real. I'm going to ride some dick today. Like, yeah. I'm going to go crazy. I'm going to ride for like 20 minutes. Like, I'm going to ride dick today.
I'm going to go crazy for 20 minutes.
I'm going to just ride dick. I'm going to do it. Cowgirl, backwards cowgirl, froggy style. Like, I'm going to ride some dick today.
And
then there's other days.
Come on, talk about it. Thank you.
There's other days, like most days, and not some other days. Exactly. Not some other days. Most days.
All you get is a little thrust back. That's it.
Most days, I'm just like, okay, babe, come climb on top of me, baby.
Let's role play. I'm going to be a dead body.
Right. Oh, babe, you know, I saw these sex dolls. I can pretend I'm a sex doll.
You want me to pretend to be a sex doll? Did you want one?
Niggas don't care. I'm just pussy alive, baby.
Is this cool?
You ever fucked a dead body?
Yes.
Now, I'm not going to lie. Like, an hour and a half later, I'm not in the mood anymore. Look. I'm just saying.
I'm done.
I already called my friends.
I'm asleep. Yeah. I done talked about you already.
You say that now until the shit.
I done already put you in the group chat.
This nigga only stayed up for about 5 pumps, and now he telling me an hour and a half.
Like a medium medium.
But no one ever said, I never said that I was giving you 5 thrust.
Medium head, medium.
You're gonna get the hammer.
It was a
this
medium
is so
experience.
Funny. You know, everything, you're making it worse.
I just said,
I'm sending you a cockpit every day now.
I'm sending that shit to Ball Alert.
How many, but let me ask
Shade
you this.
Room.
How many different poses can this dick be in?
That you can send every day? Yo, let me tell you, it's funny. Positions. You got the right, you got in the middle, you got the grip where you throw it on the thigh. That's what I'm saying. Like, I'm a thigh, you know what I'm saying? I like to throw it on the
not
thigh.
Not shy, but the thigh. You got the one up in the belly button. You know?
Yeah. I'm not really an upward kind of guy because it's awkward when you put the joint up. It's not, you see, it's meant that this thing is supposed to hang, you know what I'm saying? So when you put it up, it's not
just
really
when you put it up, that big vein up underneath.
Yeah, exactly.
Like,
you want the vein, you
like
always
it.
Want the vein, the main vein exposed.
Like
so what you do
vein.
Is the main vein, you always want the main vein exposed.
Yo,
so you keep it down.
I peep that. The main vein. In every picture, now that you say that.
Yeah, the main vein is everything. That's everything for it.
All right, so let me get the rest of the poses that you can do.
You have the thigh, left thigh, right thigh. You got the straight down and pipe. You have the,
What about the back?
You never tuck it.
Ashy, then there's the moist one.
Yeah. I'm a more, Yeah, I like, you gotta make sure you oil it up, man. It's nothing like, yeah.
Yeah, the next to the water bottle.
Yeah, ashy.
Yeah, ashy.
Water bottle in one hand, dick in the other.
Yeah,
then there's the hairy one.
The remote.
The Febreze can.
The remote.
The remote.
The classic.
Yo.
The Febreze can.
No, the Febreze. It's the remote. That was a classic. Like, you put the hand next to it. That's how you really judge. Like, yo, how big my shit is?
The remote is classic.
The remote is classic.
A lotion bottle. Somebody sent me a lotion bottle.
Cable remote is the same size, and that's how you really compare. Yo, my
the Apple
shit,
TV
I
remote.
I got the Optimum. I got the Optimum.
The Fire Stick.
Nah, Fire Stick don't catch
you. I know, duh. That's the point. Get it?
You ever put it in your hand and send it?
Yeah, the hand is good because now my shit all out my hand. You know where I'm at. You know what I'm saying? Because right. Now you see what I'm saying? I'm out my hand. If you two-handed, that's even better, but you can't take the picture unless you put it up there.
Two-handed.
You know
taking the picture, that's man.
What right. You didn't hear what I just said?
You got to do it in front of the laptop.
You can two-handed, but then you got to put the phone right there. So I like the one-hand. One hand is good.
That's a lot of work.
One hand is good.
What about hair and no hair? Do you shave?
Oh yeah, you gotta shave.
You gotta manscape.
Like bald or just trim?
Oh, you just trim. You should have no ball. Yeah, hey, you gotta have something there.
You think Harry Pussy will ever come back in style?
Huh? Mm-hmm.
You think Harry Pussy will come back in style?
I don't think so.
Like, we talk about this all the time.
Yeah, no, because that's like a hygiene. It's you don't want to be hairy than it. It's like more smell.
I agree.
So
yeah. Like
back
agree.
In the day, they pussy stank?
Probably.
Yeah,
maybe if it's hot out and you're sweaty, it smells sweaty.
I can't believe everybody's pussy was stinking back in the day.
And you know it's hot out. Nah, I don't think that.
You probably trim it with some scissors.
But come on, how long have people been shaving their pussies for?
Exactly. Not that long. That's what I'm saying. So, everybody been having sex since the 70s.
I don't know.
I don't believe this.
I don't know. Like, I've been shaving my pussy since I was a little girl.
Yeah,
like,
I never had no hair.
I've been shaving my pussy since it started growing out. Like, oh my God.
Yeah,
I can't let my mother see this. She's going to think I'm a woman.
How did you know how to shave your pussy? I was thinking about the first time I shaved my legs when I was young. And
I cut myself.
I didn't know. I cut myself. I cut my whole entire.
Me too. And I got in trouble.
I cut my whole shit.
The razors are better now, right?
And then when the razor cuts you, it don't stop bleeding. So it bleed for a long time.
You had mad tissue hanging
out. And I didn't want to tell my mom I shaved my legs.
Y'all shaving the shower, right?
Nightmare.
That's like the shit, right?
I didn't do it because I didn't know what I was doing.
Yeah.
I just shaved.
That's the same shit happened to me. I did it too deep. My whole shit was split open, bleeding.
I knew how to shave young because I shaved my arms. I used to watch my mom take a bath and I saw her shaving her underarms. And I had hair on my arms. So I was like, I guess I could shave this. And I was like, 5.
Damn.
Or 6.
See my mother do no kind of stuff like that. Shave.
I never
like,
see my mom
in the shower.
That's best way got to be the bathroom. Definitely. But I'm like a scissor guy. Like, honestly, I don't really shave because I'm scared. I might. You don't never want to.
You need clippers.
That's me. I'm
precious scissor hands.
Yeah, I'm a nice little scissors. Wah, wah, wah. And I got the. These are my scissors only for that. The pubic scissors. You know what I'm saying? Nobody
touched
those.
Some cutting shears.
Not you scissor.
Yeah, exactly.
Precious scissor hands.
I love that shit. That's your new name.
Yeah,
I'm about to store you in the ass. That in my phone. Stay away from medium man.
Yeah, exactly. As long as we can do, you know what I'm saying? Throw out the medium man. Yeah, that's a lot better.
All right. Well, Fresh, we appreciate you. This is your second time on Lip Service. And we always have a good time with you.
I appreciate you.
Now, what else do you need to let us know that's happened? Because you have a new single coming out.
Oh, man, my project, man. Listen to me carefully, man. Mm-hmm. The project. Because everybody's asking, where's the project? Where's the project? Where's the music? PH is dropping April 6th.
April 6th.
Oh, that's really
cool.
Listen to me carefully. I cannot wait for this project to drop. I'm so excited. I've never been more excited about my music in my life. This project was real. Like I said, I sat home and really, I'm giving everything. You know what I'm saying? Everybody used to me, wait a minute. And gosh, like, man, we you got to like get that. Some singing, some women. No. Now, I'm like, this year, I'm really going to, like, talk to the women more. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Now, more or less in a, like, bang, bang, bang time. You know what I'm saying? Like, fuck a bitch on the futon. You know, we talking about just, like, making love and appreciating the women and just...
I like that comes with growth.
Again, opening up and being able to so it's just like it's a different vibe this year. And a whole new PH, man. I'm excited, man. Very excited.
I'm very excited. Sound like a grown ass man.
You grow, man. I'm very comfortable at where I'm at, like in life. You know, as a human being, as a man. You get what I'm saying? And I think it's affecting my music and for the better. You know what I'm saying? So I'm excited.
We're excited for you.
Yes, thank you so much, guys.
April 6th. Is the song with Cardi gonna be on there?
Yeah, of course. Of
That's
course.
That's my joint too. I like of that course, song. Of Cardi course. Killed that. Too.
Of course. Of course.
You did that early.
Yeah, yeah, early. I know, right? But I had to, man, because, you know, there's a lot of things that happened with Wait a Minute, and we said we want to do our own thing, you know? Because Cardi verse never came out for Wait a Minute. You never seen the video. Cardi's on my head in that video, but it never came out.
Why?
It's a lot of bullshit, but.
Politics, we, behind
yeah,
the
politics,
scenes.
Exactly.
Who else is on the album? Just curious. Some Brooklyn representatives, or like, what are we doing?
Oh, yeah, yeah, of course. We got Joey Badass.
Okay.
We got my dog on there. We got Critch on there. Mm-hmm. And then we're going to stop there.
Okay, that's all we can know.
Yeah.
So Eminem not going to return the favor?
We're talking about it. Not on this project, but we're talking about that. Okay. We're going to get that favor back. You know what I'm saying? Just because we have a relationship. Me and Em have a real good relationship. Every time we talk, it's never positive vibes. You know, he about to start touring soon. So, you know.
He might pop out on a comeback.
You know, exactly. Yeah.
Media man might show up.
Yo, what's up? We just... Brush your scissor hand. Stop
I'm
it.
I'm not going to lie. Nah, he's been driving the performances, though. Those performances, stop like it. I've seen him before.
Yeah, all energy, man. All energy, man.
Crazy energy.
Again, you know what it is with me with energy? They say, yo, where you get it from? You don't smoke, drink, da da da. I said, I get it from.
We just drink.
Hold on. Yeah, I just had one cocktail. You see, you see what y'all do?
What?
You just said Black Youngster don't drink, but he came up here and drink. I'm trying to do the same thing.
He finished your drink before me?
He did. He just slurped it down.
He did. Man, forget it, man.
He better finish his drink.
I'm on my side.
Okay, go ahead. You don't drink.
And it's just passion. Again, like I said, I want people to come to a show and want to come again and watch the same show over. You know, you got to give them something. You know what I'm saying? And I want them to leave with a lasting, like, yo, this, I gave my all. You know what I'm saying? I gave my all, and I'm for the people. You understand? I love that people appreciate my music.
We can feel it in your energy.
Yeah, definitely. That's it.
And we want you to come again too.
Yeah, yeah.
And not 90 minutes later. You don't want to watch a movie in between.
Come on, Gigi. Like, this is my side right here. I love these two girls. It's these two I got to watch, boy. I tell you. I got to watch
these
two. But
Gigi was just on our side. Yeah, just now. No, she said not 90 minutes later.
No, but for the most
later.
Part, Gigi, you know what I'm saying? Y'all two in cahoots. I like, yeah. They keep it real over there. You know what I'm saying? I don't like what y'all doing. Y'all the media man me. You know what I'm saying?
You did it to yourself.
Pause. Doing it to myself. I got to pause that. Damn. Oh, this site is dangerous.
PH,
dangerous.
All right, Fresha, thank you so much. It's lip service.